Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. I seek refuge with God from Satan, the rejected enemy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. We bear witness there's no God but God, and that Muhammad is the messenger of God. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his slave servant and messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear beloved people, friends, and guests, welcome to Words Made. I'm sorry, welcome to our online Juma. Words Made people, that will be on till Sunday, inshallah. Welcome to our online Juma service today from the Nur Allah Islamic Center. We will follow our tradition. We will play the first 30 minutes, give or take, we will play according to Surah 18. We know it is the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, the rest and peace be upon him, for us to read Surah 18 on Fridays. So we will begin that now and begin the Juma Kutbah, the sermon, at 2 o'clock, inshallah. So be sure to tell a friend. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
we narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner, we disclose them to the people of the city, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that, as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا
And say not of anything, Lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest And say, It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, They tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا
Say Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
and naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers.
Bismillah. Brother Khalil, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother, man.
Jumu Mubarak.
Yes, sir. Jumu Mubarak. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. We'll make the first call, please.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على السلام. حي على السلام. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tidings that there shall be a good reward.
wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say, Allah has taken to himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour would come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, There were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number. So do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident, and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow. Unless Allah should will it, and should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than this. They remained in the cave for 300 years, and others added 9 more years. Say, Allah knows best how long they remained in it, for only He knows all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth, how well He sees, how well He hears. The creatures have no other guardian than Him. He allows none to share His authority. O Prophet, recite to them from the book of your Lord what has been revealed to you, for none may change His words, and were you to make any change in His words, you will find no refuge from Him. Keep yourself content with those who call upon their Lord, morning and evening, seeking His pleasure, and do not let your eyes pass beyond them. Do you seek the pomp and glitter of the world? Do not follow him whose heart we have caused to be heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desires, and whose attitude is of excess. And proclaim, This is the truth from your Lord. Now let him who will believe, and let him who will disbelieve. We have prepared a fire for the wrongdoers, whose billowing folds encompass them. If they ask for water, they will be served with a drink like dregs of oil that will scald their faces. How dreadful a drink, and how evil an abode. As for those who believe and do good, we shall not cause their reward to be lost. They shall dwell in the gardens of eternity, beneath which streams flow. There they will be adorned with bracelets of gold, will be arrayed in green garments of silk and rich brocade, and will recline on raised couches. How excellent is their reward, and how nice their resting place. O Muhammad, propound a parable to them. There were two men, of whom we bestowed upon one of the two vineyards, surrounding both of them.
Bismillahir Rahmanir.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
You are here with the second call, please.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. How are you? Fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. With the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. We bear witness there's no God but God and there's none worthy of worship besides Him. لا شريك له. No other gods except him. Nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his slave servant, Abdul. Wa rasul, rasul is his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And further, we bear witness that Muhammad is the katiban nabi. He is the seal, the conclusion, the finality of prophets and prophethood and revelation, new revelation to come to humanity. And we say new revelation because there's no more revealed books coming, but however the revealed knowledge that we have, it reveals insights because it is a pregnant word. The word of God is pregnant with wisdom and guidance and understanding forever. The Quran given to Muhammad, the grace and peace be upon him. We pray that peace be upon his family and upon his companions and upon us all. Ameen. The day is March 19th, 2021. This is the online Jummah service for the Nur Allah Islamic Center. One complete year of doing this, we never would have thought this a year ago. But we plan in Allah as our plan already in his master plan. He is the best of planners. I want to speak today about our human excellence and how we should not cheat ourselves out of our human excellence. A very common surah we say very often, among you all hear me say it very often, Surah 95, entitled Teen, or the fig. And it goes, we always say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. And it says, wa teeni wa zaytun, wa turi sinin, wa hadha balad al-amin, lakad khalaqna insana fi ahsani taqwim. And that's the part we want to focus on today. Allah has spoken the money truth, where it says, lakad khalaqna insana fi ahsani taqwim. This word taqwim is saying to make something balanced, make it in proportion, a symmetry. It is a chart of mold. It's a formation. So Allah says that He says, well, lakat khalaqna insana fi ahsani taqwim. And that word ahsani, and the same root word is hasan. Hasan means for it to be beautiful, for it to be handsome, for it to be right, for it to be good. So Allah is telling us that He created the mankind, insan, the mankind. Allah, He made us in proportion, in symmetry. And if you look at the human body itself, if you can get your line down the middle of your forehead, down through the middle of your nose, all the way down, our physical body is made with a symmetry, with a balance. That's a sign or a picture of telling us how we are to be on the inside. So this word taqwim, it's from the same word as mustaqim. We say mustaqim means to be straight, to be undeviating. Mustaqim means that you're not crooked. But this word taqwim comes from the same root word, as mustaqim. And also we get many other words from it too. Yom Kiyamah, or the Judgment Day as well. So Allah made us balanced. According to Genesis, when Allah made man, Allah says He made male and female, made He them. He didn't say singular him. It says when Allah made Adam, He was making a male, and also God was making a female. This is the Bible. This is Genesis. When God made man, He was making not just a male. When He made Adam, He was making a female as well. That's according to Genesis. Made Adam, male and female, made He them and called their name Adam. He didn't say his name Adam. But when God made this Adam, this type of human excellence, when God made this type, He made it good. According to Genesis, it was on the sixth day. And said, and He made other things as well, but He said, and it was good. Good. Don't forget that, dear people. When God made our first parents, He made them good. And Prophet Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, he said, "Kat karamna kulli bani Adam." He was saying, surely every child of Adam is born honorable. So not only did God make our first parents, Adam and his mate, commonly called Eve, we don't have the word Eve in Islam, but we use that language because it's common. When God made Adam and Eve, according to the Bible and in the Quran, He made them good. And Prophet Muhammad, the peace and peace be upon him, he said, Allah, God made every child of Adam honorable. So you and I, we are honorable. We are good in our makeup, in our constitution, and in our aspirations. Every child born is born straight from paradise. The mother's womb is paradise. So Adam, when he was made, when he was born or created, however you want to say it, he was saved from sin, errors, mistakes. Adam was free of any form of evil. And once again, every child born, okay, Chinese, whatever they be, they are born free of sin. They are born honorable. Every child. Ali the Imam Muhammad had the title spokesman for human salvation. A spokesman for human salvation. You're talking about not cheating ourselves out of human excellence, which really tantamounts to me, don't cheat yourself out of your human salvation. Don't cheat yourself. So if Imam Muhammad has this title, the spokesman for human salvation, then if we are to be better students of Imam Muhammad, we need to have a better understanding of this title, his title. But we need to study those two terms. One term, human, but in his language. What did Imam Muhammad give us in his language for the term human? And what did he give us in his language for the second term, salvation? We are human on different levels, dear people. Our first level of being human is in our potential. And that is representative of Adam. That is representative of Adam. Adam, our first father, is the human excellence in our potential. God gave us all that potential to be human and to be excellent in being human. That's one level. That's the original nature or the original level. That form is excellent, and it is continuously seeking excellence. So, dear people, everyone born who came from the womb of a mother, you are made, created excellent with a effort, with an inclination to excel for more excellence. That's how God made us. The human being in our excellence is one who has risen above just base animal appetites. They have risen above base animal appetites. So let us remember that. That's how God made us to be. We control our appetites. We control our passions using the guidance of revelation. That is what it means to be human. I know we've been told the misconception that to forgive is divine. The error is human and to forgive is divine. That's not totally true because human beings, we forgive all the time. So we have to rise above and seek the excellence in our life. The creation of Allah stimulates the human consciousness and stimulates the human intellect. The creation of God, of Allah, excites and inspires the human mind to think and think independent of the creation that stimulated it. Allah made us that way for the human, for his creation, for God's creation, to inspire our mind, to stimulate our mind, to excite us and to inspire us to a point to where we now have control over the creation to manipulate it. But creation does not manipulate and change us. It can inspire us. It can stimulate us. But it is there to serve us. God gave us that blessing. Now, in every blessing, is a razor-thin line between being a test And that razor thin line is called attitude. It's called appreciation. It's called, let me go back to this. It's called appreciation. It's called respect for what God has given to us. That is what we have, dear people, as human beings. The creation of God stimulates the human consciousness and intellect, excites and inspires the human mind to think and think independent of creation to such a degree that man can manipulate creation for the good of man. And creation cannot manipulate man for the good of creation. Creation cannot manipulate man for the good of creation. Because creation is already good. Creation is already a good Muslim. That's our belief in Islam. All in creation is already a good Muslim. You say, well, what is a Muslim? A Muslim is anything or anybody that submits their will to do God's will. And all of creation submits to do God's will. So creation cannot manipulate us. But we can manipulate the air, the soil, the water, the animal life, and hopefully we do it all in accord with the will of God. So we can receive what we call in Arabic the kayr. What is the kayr? Kayr is a word opposite, there's just two words in Arabic, kayr and shar. Kayr means good, but not just good, it's also good for you. And shar means it's harmful. And Allah has put in all of his creation, both the kayr and the shar. If we respect God's creation, then the kayr, which is good and good for you, will come out and bless us with it. If we disrespect or abuse or misuse God's creation, then the shar in the creation will come out and punish you. You tell me when is the punishment going to come? The punishment is in the act while you're doing it. We just blind to it for a while. So we want salvation is success. Success is getting to have a pure heart to where your heart is good. Your heart is pure. I'll read a couple of quotes from the Imam's book, the commentary on the Quran. This is on, for those who had a book, it's on page 464. And he was saying, success by way of a pure heart. And he says, quote, I pray Allah guide us on and on and strengthen our faith, clean our faith, perfect our faith, and guide us to give our hearts totally to him. Because in the end, dear people, the same thing that gave birth to the intelligence, that is, influence the healthy growth of the intelligence, will be needed to save the intelligence. I like that. I'm going to read that again. It says, the same thing that gave birth to the intelligence, that influenced the healthy growth of the intelligence, will be needed to save the intelligence. And believe it or not, the thing that gives healthy growth to the intelligence, that also saves the intelligence, when the intelligence goes corrupt, is a pure heart. Allah wants us to come to him with a pure heart. That is salvation. I hope you understand that is salvation. Having a pure heart, keeping the heart clean. And the heart is symbolic of our intentions. Keeping our intentions right. Keeping our intentions clean. That is salvation. It reads again in the same book on page 250, for those taking notes. Page 250, it says, return to your Lord. It says, how? How are we to return to our Lord? It says, pleasing. Radiyan is word in Arabic. Pleasing him. Return to your Lord, pleasing him. You know, Muhammad goes on to say, that means you have been making an effort in your life to please the best. And certainly, the best is God, isn't it? But even if you do not know God, if you would just do what Prophet Muhammad did before God revealed anything to him, and that is, do not deviate
at all from the effort to please the best in your own nature created by God. God is really the salvation. If we will know God, then we will fulfill our life. The life becomes complete. This means the believer has been striving to please his Lord. That is salvation. You know, we don't have the concept that we got to go through the imam or some grand sheikh somewhere in the world and say, can you save me? No, we don't do that. Allah has made the pathway easy for us, for every human being to have a direct connection with their Lord, with their Creator. Everybody born has that. You don't have to go through mama or daddy. Yeah, mama and daddy teaches you. Society teaches you. Your teacher, the classroom teaches you. But they are to teach you in a way to free you to where you can be accountable for your own life. So we want to be striving always to have a pure heart. Well, how do you purify your heart? By praying, by fasting, by giving in charity. You follow the five pillars of Islam, you will purify your heart. And the first one is to get rid of all the false gods. Second one is to pray to the one God. This is another beautiful combination. First, get rid of all the false gods and pray to only the one God. And then you pray to the one God, giving charity, help other people. Giving charity. Even a smile, big bright smile is charity. Yes, this is Islam. And then it says, fast. Learn to control your appetites. Don't just give others to help them with their appetites. You learn to master, to rule, to control, to dominate your appetites. Dominate, control your appetites. Because if not, they will control you, and there will be a doorway, a gateway for the Satan to get into your life. Right? You know what happened when they ate that forbidden fruit? Satan got into their life through their fruit. They had to take it from what was outside of their body, and they took their own hand and took their fruit and put it inside their body. Satan didn't make them, but he had a good conversation. He was a con man. He was a con man. So Satan promised our first parents a falsehood. He said, eat of this tree and you will live forever. You will have power forever. And what is this tree? Imam Muhammad, he explained to me what is this tree. He said the tree is a tree of religious lies. Not just the lie you hear on the TV show, just the lie you hear on the evening news. Not the lie you hear down hanging out with the boys or where you hang out with or on TV, whoever. Religious lies. That was the tree. I'm again, I didn't write the page down. Let me see. Take my notes. Yeah, page 117. So that's the book. We're going to make some more books, too, but don't worry about it. We've got to print some more books. The emails is called Commentary on Selected Verses of the Holy Quran by Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. So this is on page 117. I'm getting ready to read now. It says here about this forbidden tree. Quote, the book says that one tree was pointed out to the man and he was told not to eat of it because the day he eats of it, he will surely die. The forbidden tree, that if you eat of it, you will surely die. It is mixed up knowledge, lies mixed with truth, religious truth mixed up with religious lies. It is the tree of religious lies and religious truth growing together in one tree. When you eat the fruit of that tree, you are eating a religious body of knowledge that looks like religion, but when it goes into you, there are the religious lies in that truth. It kills you spiritually. It kills you spiritually. So, dear people, Allah has sent us the guidance. You need to study it and follow it. The religious lies came from the tree that Satan had grafted or supplanted with falsehood. You know what supplant means, right? You got a plant on top, and you come under it with your false tree, your false life, but it grows it together as if it's one tree. But when you go to eat the fruit, it looks like the real thing, but that falsehood, the lies, are inside of that fruit. And it is the fruit of falsehood, false religious truth, and false religion teaching, and the memory religion to look like a real religion, and it kills us. So the religious lies come from the tree. And Satan, he was so sly and so devious until he would teach lies in houses of worship. I want y'all to hear that. Satan is so devious until he would teach his lies in houses of worship. That's how wicked he is. So what is the number one house of worship, dear people? What is the number one house of worship? The number one house of worship is your human soul. It's not a physical church or mosque or a synagogue. That's not the number one house of worship. Your soul, your human soul, is the number one house of worship. It's only designed to hold space, respect, reverence for the one God. The very place that we should be protecting is our human soul from any other influences. So your soul is the number one house of worship. And Satan do not mind going to a physical house of worship. Yeah, he would go into a physical mosque or a synagogue or a church or a temple. We know that. We see history of that. Caused a lot of pain, bloodshed. But the real picture, the deeper, richer picture of the main house of worship is your human soul. Your soul is the number one house of worship. But it's also too often the very place that we, you and I, sometimes we neglect it. And therefore, the Satan, he overtakes our soul. But here comes the Quran. It says, Ilalavina aminu, where aminu sawli hut. Except those who have faith and do righteous deeds, Satan can't hang with that. We go back to what we said. And again, where it says, Laka kalakna insanafi asmin taqween, right? Lumaradinaha afala safalin, speaking to the low of the low, illa ladina aminu, for I'm a loose heart, except those who have faith and do righteous deeds. This is the Quran, Surah 95. It says that God made us on the best symmetry. He made, we were saved, we had salvation in the beginning. But we had the ability to ascend to be the highest of the high. But if we neglect it, we get the opposite, like they say, for every action there's equal and opposite. Equal and opposite reaction, not just equal and opposite reaction. So we can go to be the highest of the high. The equal and the opposite is the lowest of the low. So the Quran says, إِلَّا لَذِينَ آمَنُوا except for those who have faith and do righteous deeds. So, yeah, so Satan will go into the house of worship, and he will begin to change things around. The same picture is given in the Bible when Jesus threw out of the temple the money changers. Excuse me, please. The money changers. But where is the temple? In our human excellence, the side of our head, right behind our eyes, is called what? Go So you call on your eyes and go back to the side of your head. Well, let's call it the temple. There's no coincidence. Someone, the money changers, probably short changers, out of the temple was Jesus as being the Word of God. This Bible and Quran, right? Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus went into our temple and ran out the lies and the falsehood. They just say money changers. They had no business being in there. And the Word of God was supposed to be residing in there. And when the Word of God, when Jesus went into the temple, he ran out the lies and the falsehood. I hope that makes sense. You have to know that it don't make sense or not. Again, the same story given in a different way. But here, this time, the hero is Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. When he returned to Mecca with 10,000 men strong, what was the first thing that he done? Did he go to his old house and check on them? No. Did he go check on his family members who were still there? No. He went right to the Kaaba and got rid of all the false gods. That's the same thing as throwing out the money changers. It is saying you don't belong in here. This is a sacred place. This is a place reserved only for the worship of God. Your temple is a place only reserved for the worship of God. Your soul is a place only reserved for the worship of God. And when the false ones get in, the money changers get in, when the false lies get in, when the false idols get in, we got to clean it out. How is your Kaaba doing today, brothers and sisters? Is your Kaaba clean? Are you still purging it? It's a daily effort to get rid of all the falsehoods, all the false gods. So don't cheat. Let us not cheat ourselves out of our human excellence. Get all the false gods out of your Kaaba, your soul, that is. Get all of the religious lies out of your temple, out of your mind, allowing Satan to be comfortable in your mind. Stop allowing Satan to be comfortable in your soul, in your Kaaba, in your temple. Stop cheating yourselves. Stop fearing Satan. We only fear Allah. We only fear displeasing Allah. But let us not cheat ourselves. Let us stay on the battlefield. Let us stay in the fight. Let us stand for what is right. And stand for what is right at the same time while standing against that which is wrong. We loud on both fronts. We loud on what's right, and we loud on standing up against what is wrong. That's the way of the believer. Alhamdulillah. That will end the first part of our khutbah. A'udhu billahi La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Oh Allah, bless us, God, give mercy upon us. Give us good in this life. Give us good in the afterlife. And protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Ameen.
Ameen.
Rabbulahi minishitan. I'm going to follow my conscience. I'm going to end the Facebook Live and continue on without the Facebook Live. So I thank you all who are on Facebook Live. And God willing, we'll see you next week. This is not the end of our service, but this is the end of what I want to say on Facebook Live. That's what I'm making. Okay, we will continue. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم Dear beloved Muslims, we thank Allah, highly glorified is He, the mighty, the sublime, for all He has given us, and He has given us everything, and given us every opportunity to grow and to progress in a way that pleases Him. That's a powerful mercy. He promises His mercy twice, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Allah Akbar is the mercy we get without asking for it. We just hear. We get the benefits. He's a benefactor. He gives us benefits. That's what a benefactor is. He receives new benefits without even asking for it. We don't even know to ask for the benefits. And it's very resemblance of the God of the Old Testament for those who know Bible language. Then he's merciful again. All the Rahim, he come back and he redeems us. He renews us. He gives value to those who are his selected ones. That's the merciful redeemer. Everyone gets the first mercy, Ar-Rahman, the merciful benefactor, believers and disbelievers. But Ar-Rahim is the mercy that comes to those who are his select, those who believe, those who submit their wills to do God's will. He's renewing such people. So we thank Allah for his mercies that he gives over and over again. We are now 1 year into this COVID-19, but also on this very day, 365 days ago, we were signing the papers for our property on Bithoff. So we have actually been owners of 830 Bithoff for one entire year. And that's a big blessing, alhamdulillah. And we have made a lot of progress to be a community of our size and our overall education level. And for our what we've been seeing as our skills and abilities, we've been blessed tremendously with the progress that we've been able to make. And we thank Almighty God, Allah, for that progress. And we look for more progress all the time. That's the life of a believer. As long as Allah has blessed us with life, we are looking for progress, more, and in abundance, more. And the words of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, he says, whenever a Muslim endeavors to do a thing, they seek to perfect it. They seek to perfect it. And so you may say, well, perfect it? I'll never get it perfected. Well, now you understand what it is saying, that you never stop trying. If you never get it perfected, but you are told to work and get it perfected, that message is telling you that it is not for you, it's not for me to say when it's time to quit or time to stop. It is Allah's command for giving a model to the Prophet that we give and give and give. There's three people I can think of right now, maybe four or five, who I watch from a distance or some a little closer. I watch them in their dying days. And one was Father Boniface Harden. Imam David Muhammad's one, Pierre Lubick's one, James Brown's one. And I'll tell you why I'm citing these names. These people were in their 70s and 80s, but they were still working, knowing that they were on their way to see their maker, as they call it. They knew it. But they never stopped working. They never quit. I remember going to see Father Harden at the nursing home, and he given me assignments. He said, I want you to get this phrase for me in Arabic. I want you to get it for me in Hebrew. And we're going to come here at the nursing home. He's going to have a gathering, a teaching session with all the patients. He didn't ask the people who worked there, but that drive, that spirit in him. And I took note of that. I said, now, he knows he's on his way. He's lived a better days in his life, but he still has that youthful spirit. Imam Muhammad had it. Kira Lubick had it. James Brown had concerts planned for the next week when he died, and he's in his 70s. I'm like, okay, these are inspirations for us. These are models for us. And so let us look at that. Let us take advantage of that. We have this prophecy on Midhoff. We have done a lot with it. Alhamdulillah, to praise be to Allah. But there's more to be done. We need everybody to be involved. No one's excused. No one is excused. You need everybody's help. I don't want to say this, I'm going to say it. If they were members of Ramah, though we've been in their building, I had access to their building for 365 days, they have not yet seen the building. It's only a few. They hadn't even seen the building. And I'm like, what's wrong with this picture? We had, and we still had the property. We didn't have used it on 46th Street. And we moved in it, some 30 years ago, I guess. And we outgrew it in a little bit of no time. And the complaint becomes, it's too small for us. It's too little. The parking lot floods. And everything you said was true. So now we get something else. It's too old. It's too 4-Es. It's too this. It's too that. I'm like, my goodness. Let us not be like the people of Moses. Mm-hmm. He says, for them to slaughter the calf. And he always had the reason. How old? What color? So let us not be like that. Let us take this opportunity, this blessing that we have, and this good position that he has put us in, and work it. We mentioned in the first part of the Kutbah that Allah's creation is there to inspire us, to motivate us, to move us forward. And we can change it, but it can't change us. It can inspire us, but it can't change us, because Allah made the human being of a higher mode, of a higher disposition. So let us find some kind of way to make a regular and constant contribution to what we're doing here. We are the community that represents the voice of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And as long as I'm the Imam, I'm going to make it first and foremost. And I know I got support of most of you all. We're not going to let that fade, inshallah. We're not going to let that fade. That's going to be our call. Because that is calling people to the clarity of the Quran. That's calling people to the clarity of the life of Prophet Muhammad, the peace be upon him. Not his sunnah, but his uswa. His uswa. So let us keep this before us, keep this foremost in front of us. And these are things I didn't want to say on Facebook Live, because that wouldn't be proper. But we have to continue our pace and rise to a higher standard. Always rise to a higher standard. So may Allah bless us with good in this life and bless us with more good in the life to come. And that we not be of those who fall back, who slack, who give up, who have doubt, who don't have faith. Let us be of those who are foremost. It says, Sabikun, As-Sabikun. The foremost will be the foremost. And you can't be foremost being satisfied in second rate. You're not second rate. Allah made us first rate. And we have opportunities before us to continue this work. So as Imam Muhammad said, we cannot stop now. But may Allah bless us and guide us. We have mercy upon our soul. Ameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu an Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Kakamata salat, kakamata salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. I'm your way to and solace the Dr. Jim Rakatan, the Lord of Allah, is Dr. Lakaba. We make our intentions to make two of our cards, Father Jim, in prayer to Allah the Exalted, facing the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
وتين وزيتون وتور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناها أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله براكمنا حكيم الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمدا
ربنا لك حمد
الله أكبر
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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمدا
ربنا لك حمد
الله أكبر
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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. ربنا اعطينا في الدنيا حسنات وفي الاخره حسنات وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب ربنا افرغ علينا الصبر وقت الوفر المسلمين لا بيزني إما الحمد لله رب العالمين. Okay, we're going to open the phone lines up so we can say the Fatiha together. If you are in a place or space that has a lot of background noise, put your phone on mute. And if you have a question or answer, then you can always unmute your phone. If you got background noise, we're going to... I asked you to put your phone on mute. Okay. Yeah, it don't take much noise for it to pick up either, so your phone lines are very sensitive. Okay. Okay, we go ahead and begin. And what I think is better if I say the Fatiha, the verse first, and then I pause and y'all can say it also. And keep in mind, we follow the method that Imam Muhammad gave us and recited in the Fatiha. And that method is that we combined verse 2 and 3, they are really just two. They become one verse. Surah 2 and 3 becomes one verse. Okay? And then that would be following the method. And there's a rationale, there's a logic behind it, too, as to him pronouncing. Okay. Good. I'm getting a lot better at eliminating people who have background noise, too. Okay, we say Fatiha together. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
Sirata Ladina and Amta Alehim.
Sirata
Ladina and Amta Alehim. Gai will Makrubi Alehim while it's all lean.
Gai will
make Makrubi Alehim while it's all lean. And maybe one day we can And one thing you get further into it, if you follow the Imam's logic with that, in each of those seven stops, that there are two important words that serve as a pair, like Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim is a pair, right? Yekin Na'budu, Yekin Nasta'in, where Na'budu, Nasta'in, that's a pair. And it goes all the way through. It's tied in with chapter 15, verse 87 of the Quran as well. But that would be a whole Talim by itself. But there is a logic and a reason that the Imam gave to us for reciting the Quran that way. Just want to share that. Are there any announcements?
Yes. Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, sister girl. How you doing?
Fine, alhamdulillah. Again, we want to thank the students that's working with the Butler students.
And they have been doing an excellent job with their tutoring and getting their lessons caught up with mathematics. And we talking about some students doing hard math, algebra, trigonometry, finite math. So we are really proud of our Claire Muhammad Weekend students that are stepping up with our Butler students, and they are willing to come out and work in the math shed and help out. I just have to get with Yui, ma'am, to fertilize the email to Maddie. And she thanks Norlock for our participation.
Yes, ma'am. Give me sure to remind me, because we definitely need to get that done.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
girl. Come on, baby. Lady, come on. Any other announcements? We want to keep Brother Todd Dean and Sister Tammy in our prayers as well. He had a knee replacement surgery this weekend. He's having a little difficulty with the follow-up, so he asked for our prayers. He's been in a lot of pain. So, we still keep them both in the prayer. And whenever there's a family situation, yeah, he has an easy place. I'm not sure which one. But whenever you pray for the patient, pray for their family, because if they're suffering, so they are the most immediate, of course. If they're suffering, then their family's suffering also. So keep Brother Todd Dean and Sister Tammy in your duas. Any more announcements? Any more announcements? Okay, somebody, I think my wife is, wait a minute, I got a big help. Wait a minute. Oh. All right, Kelvin, go ahead.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Hope everyone's well, continue to be well, and that I'm still pushing suggesting the COVID shot, and that we can all come together again for those who want the shot, and that you want less things to worry about. Shalom. So we hope that,
yes,
you know,
ma'am,
on apartment at over there on Mehofer.
Yeah, well, there's something to make you brought that up about the COVID shot, because as the weather get better and things are changing for the better, you need to have discussion about when you're going to be open for in person gym or in person gatherings at a property. And one of the things that's going to be on the table is, have you had vaccines yet? I'm not saying the vaccine can be used to stop someone from being welcome. It won't be, but it will help. Because even if it's you or I, whoever it may be, may or may not believe in the COVID, it's still some things we have to be considerate of those around us, you know, so. Let us be just mindful of that as well, because we need to begin discussing how and when we're going to be open for in-person service.
Yeah, maybe we can have that discussion by phone for those who are interested.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. And come up with some suggestions before, the sooner the better.
Yes, ma'am.
I think.
And I say this here, I'm not trying to sway nobody either way, because if you have strong feelings for or against the shot, then you should follow your conscience. But I go get my second shot Monday. I got my first shot about 3 weeks ago. So I think it's the best thing to do. But that's me. You don't say, well, your mouth did it, now I got to do it. No, you got your own mind. So I'm just letting you know what I've done.
Yes, now they're saying if you're 50, at least 50 and above, and then by May 1st, everyone is an adult, can sign up for the shot. But if you haven't, don't do it. Have your idea as to what date you want to go. And the daytime is the best time because it won't be so...
Right.
And remember that Indiana is going to be very active in May. He's already active now. So,
okay.
Need to be concerned about that.
Right.
Okay. Assalamualaikum.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What about Francis, girl?
Assalamualaikum. I will be going to get my COVID shot the 27th. Even though I had it, they said I can get it again. So I'm trying to protect myself and the community, my family. And I had my reservations about it, but I talked to my doctor, like you ma'am to hear say, and he alleviated all the questions and showed me the data. And I'm fine with it, and I leave it in a lost hand, and I'm going to take it because I take the flu shot, the shingle shot, all these other shots every year, and I've been coming along fine. So I'm proud to be on the list to be able to get it, and 211 was the easiest way to do it for me because they didn't take nothing but a moment. Those young people quit with that computer and got me right in close to the house, and I'm happy for that.
Okay. So 211, you go to the phone. Mr. Krell, so 211, you go to your phone and you call 211, the same as you call 911, right?
Uh-huh, 211. Did I say 911?
Oh, yeah,
no, you said 211. No, you said 211. I'm just trying to help out now. I'm just making sure that everybody understands it.
Yeah, 211. And it was very easy.
Okay.
And you could still ask questions, too, with the, they had the state board right online, you know, Virginia Tang office. And, you know, they answered any questions you might have, too. They were very helpful with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right.
What's that? Somebody said something. I can understand, though. It was a male voice.
That was me, buddy, man. I'm sorry about that. Slum Laker. The name may have walked up on me.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. And also, I sent you all a link to the Center for Interfaith Cooperation's banquet. The banquet's going to be this Sunday on Zoom. It's at 5 p.m. this Sunday. If you can support that, that would be very helpful. CIC has been very supportive of us. If you recall, they let us use their personnel and their Zoom for our banquet back in December. And you know that Joshua, he was a recent, I think the president of it, not the president, he was the head person for the group, I'm sorry, Judge. But, and they know 2 years ago, me and my wife were recognized as Interfaith Ambassadors of the Year. So this is a good chance for us to show our support for CIC. And again, CIC stands for Center for Interfaith Cooperation. Banquet this Sunday. If you don't have the link, let me know, but I emailed it to our email list. But if you need it, you can call me or email me, and I get that to you. So they want us to register in advance for this banquet this Sunday at 5 p.m. And also,
okay, go ahead. I was going to say, how much do we need to raise, how much were we asked to raise for the banquet at CIC?
No, that was something separate. That was for a sponsorship. Mira La, we are a sponsor, and believe if they sent in money for that, to cover that, I'm going to have some people to go and be a participant in the actual banquet itself. You know, so when you get there, when they show the video, because we got a little short piece of me on there. We're going to have our logo for Noah Law as well on there. So we are a sponsor, but we still need to show up and be participants at the banquet as well. And there's, you go, and I take an email from me. I sent it about 2 or 3 days ago, and go to the CIC banquet in Baxter, please. Because it's, very, it's important for us to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I just got one more announcement, and that is tune into my broadcast on my blog talk on Sunday. We're going to talk about, make sure I get it right. We're going to talk about, hold on for a second. I'm sorry, I didn't have it. I didn't have it right here in front of me. Just give me a second here. I know it, but I want to make sure I get it right. But it's going to be dealing with Muslim Christians and Jews, and us, and are Muslims obligated to show love to the Christians and Jews? And we know the answer, but we want to share this with the audience, with the public. But I wanted to give you the right title for it, and my computer's so old and slow. But that will be Sunday from 1 to 3. It should be a very good conversation, I do believe. So, it's, hold on, I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, it's called, why is it not showing up here? I got a problem. It didn't show up on my board. Oh boy. Good thing I did mention to y'all. But I'm gonna get it set back up. Get it set back up and show. I hear you. It's called Muslim Loving Jew. Hello? It's called Muslims Loving Jews and Christians. What did Prophet Muhammad do? That's going to be the topic Sunday from 1 to 3. And the same phone number you call to get in, same phone number. Muslims loving Christians and Jews, what did Prophet Muhammad do? And I think it would be a good conversation, inshallah. Okay. Any more announcements to the producers? Do anybody have any questions or comments on the kubar given today?
A comment, brother, you may have to show with a beautiful kubar. Thank you for that temple.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Beautiful, beautiful. I sure enough enjoyed it. I can't wait to share it.
Yeah, keep in mind, all of these shows are archived, too, that we do on this blog talk. Once they go off, you can listen to it within 10 minutes. It's ready to be played again in its entirety. So the first half hour will be the Quran reading, but after that, you can fast forward if you want to. To wherever you want to, just wherever point you want to start. So okay.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for clearing up true salvation too, brother Iman. A pure heart. Thank you for making clarity of salvation. Salvation.
Yeah.
Purity of the heart.
Well, yes, sir. Well, I'm just reading the book. I mean, even Mama's book.
Yes,
sir. I'll read the right part.
You know I know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, is there or other
announcements?
I have a question. Is anybody here who's interested in helping us with a garden? You can put in a garden over there on Midhoffer. Anybody interested? Let me know. You can. Let me know.
I will email.
Oh, you're
I
good.
Will eat now.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Carol. Anybody else?
Carol Allen.
I might be interested for a minute. It all depends.
For a minute? Oh, we got a whole season.
Yeah, the league gonna get it by.
Yeah. If we building that tunnel, brother, man, we gonna be year round, right?
It could be. It could be, yeah.
Yeah, because Mr. Jameson shared with us that we need to start looking for people to sell our goods to when we do start this. So I have reached out to one business, and the lady said she would be interested in buying organic vegetables from us. And I'm going to try to set up a meeting with her and Sister Tasha sometime today. I'm going to give Sister Tasha Ahmed a call today, and hopefully we can go down to her youth stand and what she said, her vegetation stuff. Hopefully me and Tasha could meet up down there, and she could talk with the lady. Well, we can sell our products to her because she says she's interested. Yeah.
Is that alhamdulillah? Good. Okay. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good thing. We're going to, inshallah, you can hear me have to pulsate.
Yes,
pulsating.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And the other thing is, I've told you before, it's already pulsating. You know, I mean, they know us. They know us. They like us. And they, you know, we have done some good things together already over there. Yeah. So, and they, yes, they know we Muslim. We give them brochures and everything, and all that. You know, they have no problem with us. If they do, they ain't said it out loud. I mean, but we done things in the church.
I'm only
coming there. I live with her from school.
Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to ask you a question. Do you want to reach out to Maddie, the AC at Butler, about the students? Because they're willing to come out and do anything, and they'll be good at helping with the guard. And she just needs an email from you to say okay.
Tell you what, you type it up for me, and I'll send it. I'll send it today.
Okay, yes, sir.
You sent to me with her name and all that, with the words, and I can put it in my email, my letter here, whatever, and send it, because we need to get that done, because the garden is not just for Muslims. It's for anybody who come in there and be right. The neighbor next door is right down the street. They can join, too. If I have to, I'll call each other out and get some of the folks there from AmeriCorps, because we can't stop now. No, we ain't.
Okay.
If all our stuff is
good, I'll send it to her.
You need for me to send it to her. I mean, either way, it's fine.
I'll send it to you, and then you can critique it, and then you can send it on to Maddie. She just needs it for her record.
Okay, make sure that you put her email in there so I know where to send it to.
We need to go. Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. This is a good day.
Yes, sir.
Oh, don't forget Muslim Journals and Sakat. That's a weekly announcement. If I don't get it, I'm going to put your support. Continue to support. Yeah, but in a whole year, this is the exact day that we signed for the building last year, March 19th. Then you
last year. Yes, sir.
Is it prayer time already? No.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Okay. Maybe there's somebody's phone. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we got about 10 minutes left. But Mustafa, you know, I created some sound for my show on Sunday. I'm going to do...
Okay.
Right here. One of them right here.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Who's that?
It's one of my sounds. Wait a minute. I got two more sounds. If you do something good, you get this one. Yeah, you get that one. But if you, hey, you know, it's a rock that we got a knucklehead, right? I don't know where they come from. There must be a knucklehead land somewhere, but when they come in, I got this for them. That's right. But we're going to go with this one. This right here is the best one.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Who is that?
I'll tell you, shut up the internet. You just download it. I don't know who it is. You just download it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, inshallah, Sunday. We'll make the best of it. All right. That's all I have to say. Is there not any more announcements?
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. So,
Tuesday night, Darlene, brother, man. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
sir.
Thank you. Go ahead. Finish it.
Yeah. Tuesday night, Darlene, believers, beloved. 7 o'clock. Since time has changed, we're doing it at 7 o'clock now. So please join us for Tuesday night, Darlene.
What's that number?
I'm on a text number, brother. I had to put an app on the phone to call in, so I can't get to the number right now.
I tell 701. The number is... Go ahead, Carla.
Okay. I'm 701-802-5454.
Mm-hmm.
And SS code is what? 103... No.
It's 1039. 650 pounds. Yeah. It's 1039. 654 pounds. That's the excess code. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the number again is 701-802-5454. And the access code is 1039654 pound. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go ahead and I don't like to give you all company, but Ramadan. Oh yeah, Ramadan coming up around April 12th. He's about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks away from Ramadan. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the Quran reading in the morning, Brother Mustafa?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, inshallah. That's the plan.
On that same number, right? On the 701-802-5454 number. We read the whole Quran. We get together.
Yes, sir.
Around, we're not sure what time it could be. It'll be early. And we just take turns reading.
Mm-hmm.
And read the whole Quran during Muslims. As a family.
A beautiful thing we did last year. Yes, sir. We did the whole Ramadan last year. Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
There were people calling from Atlanta, Chicago, Indianapolis, of course. And it's like somewhere else to call
yes,
them too. We just say something to read. Who?
Was it Michigan?
It may have been.
Yeah. We're calling from Michigan. Yes, sir.
Well, don't call in there. Well, okay. All right, then. All right.
All right, brother.
You
want to
get a song going
out? Yes, sir. I'm going to give you a call so you can make connection with Sister Tasha for me. I'll give you a call.
All right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, we're going to go out. Hey, this song here, K came out way back in the 70s when they had the FISH program for the Nation of Islam. They made by brothers in L.A. They called the FISH song, and they were singing this song and to get the group fired up before they went out and sold the white HG. And it's called the FISH song. We're going to play that, and that'll be the end of our time together today. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, my son.
Thank you, my son.
Thank you, my son. Thank you, my son.
Some beautiful brothers up again. They was looking good.
Oh yeah, what was they doing?
They was going all through the neighborhood selling fighting H&G fish and making a happy sound.
Oh yeah, listen.
We're in your neighborhood with your fish today. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're in your neighborhood with your fish today. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're in your neighborhood with your fish.
There is nothing